Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, May 22nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Pope Francis has asked Italy's Cardinal Matteo Zuppi to head a peace mission to try and help end the war in Ukraine, according to reports from the Vatican. The Vatican spokesman said Pope Francis hoped that the operation can initiate paths of peace, something never abandoned by the Holy Father, according to Vatican News. Cardinal Zuppi will try to meet separately with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to Vatican diplomatic sources quoted by Reuters. Cardinal Zuppi has strong ties to the San D'Angelo community, a Roman-based peace and justice group which in 1992 brokered a deal that ended the civil war in Mozambique, which killed around 1 million people and displaced an additional 4 million others. Today is day 453 of Russia's war on Ukraine. It was a bittersweet weekend for sports fans. Lechia Gdańsk fans welcomed new coach David Badia's first win in a 1-0 match against powerhouse Legia Warszawa, but bid farewell to club legend Flavio Paiszał and the White and Green's position in Ekstraklasa. An estimated 15,000 fans were on hand with flares, smoke and tears to bid Paiszał and Ekstraklasa farewell on Saturday night at Polsat Plus Arena in Gdańsk. The 38-year-old was the most effective non-Polish player in the history of the league, scoring 108 goals during his tenure in Ekstraklasa. The night ended more positively than expected, however, after midfielder Maciej Gajos scored a goal in the 98th minute. Paiszał scored earlier in the match, but the goal was disallowed as he was offside. The 1-0 victory was Lechia Gdańsk's last match in Ekstraklasa, as they have been relegated to Pierwsza Liga. In more positive news, Poland's Zaksa Kędzierzyn Koźle have won the men's CEV Champions League volley 2023 after beating fellow Polish team Jastrzębie Węgiel 3-2 in the final in Turin, Italy on Saturday night. The CEV Volleyball Champions League is the top official annual competition for men's volleyball clubs in Europe. Three-time winners Zaksa from Kędzierzyn Koźle, a mid-sized industrial town in southern Poland, are the second Polish volleyball club to have topped the prestigious tournament. And Poland's Jan Zielinski and Monaco's Hugo Nice are celebrating after taking home the men's doubles trophy at the Italian Open tennis tournament in Rome yesterday. The Polish-Monacan duo saw off a Dutch duo in the 66-minute championship match to claim their second title together and their first of the season. The pair previously won the men's doubles at the Metz Open tournament in France, which Zielinski also won in 2021 with fellow Pole Hubert Hurkacz. And a warning for drivers. Starting today, May 22nd, there will be a partial road closure around the Gdańsk-Południe junction of the Tri-City Beltway, which may cause significant congestion and delays. According to city authorities, the restrictions will remain in place until Thursday, starting with lane closures today on the roadway from Gdynia to Łódź and switching to the opposite lane tomorrow. Construction will involve installing barriers and concrete separators, and it is unknown how long the lane closures will last today. Drivers are encouraged to plan accordingly and expect delays. More information and updates are available on our website at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and warm with very little chance of rain and a gentle breeze from the northeast. Temperatures will be slightly cooler than yesterday, with a daytime high of 19 degrees centigrade or 66 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 8 degrees centigrade or 47 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected tomorrow, with clouds and an increased chance of rain returning on Wednesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.